Hello, everyone. Welcome to a live stream with me, Ella. And if you're listening on the podcast, hello. I have been getting so many messages, comments saying we miss the live streams. So we're going to roll with this and see how it goes. And if you enjoy, make sure to give this stream a thumbs up. If you're listening on the podcast, obviously you can't give it a thumbs up. But if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to give this video a thumbs up. So I'm excited to share today's video. It was something that was pondering within me for a while now, is my own journey to self-love and my awakening story to do with self-love. And this ties in very directly to my spiritual path, but this is something I think everyone is initiating and being initiated on to this path. So I'm going to share a little bit about that, why I think it's beneficial for you and how it really helps you improve every area of your life. Okay, so we're going to get into it. And before I do, I just want to give a quick announcement that on May 1st, I'm going to be starting my Self-Love Mastery group mentorship program. So if you have already enrolled in Self-Love Mastery, you will get access to the group coaching program. It's going to be 7 weeks with me on Zoom in this group where I'm going to mentor you in a group situation on Zoom to give you that kick up the butt that you know you need in order to really accelerate in your life and in your spiritual self-love evolution, your journey of being fully authentic to who you are. So I'm going to link that down below just to reaffirm. It will be on May 1st that it starts. So if you want to claim a spot before then, you can click the link down below. So self-love. I wanted to talk about this because right now we are going through a massive awakening in the world. And if you watch the way the world is playing out, there is a lot more anger, aggression, pain, sadness. A lot of people are depressed. A lot of people are anxious. A lot of people are feeling very lost. Why is this? Because there is an overstimulation in this world to do with content, right? We go on Instagram, we go on TikTok, we go on YouTube. There is every person in the world at our fingertips in this little device that we get to compare ourselves to. Okay. And so naturally what creates from that is a very negative self-talk, a negative inner monologue that is very, very cruel to the self. Okay. This is something that we become accustomed to. And one thing I've noticed from working with people one-on-one for over a year is how much people have this abusive inner monologue. I wouldn't even say it's a negative inner monologue. It's actually abusive. Okay. And this is something that we live with every single day. It's this voice in our head, in our mind, that is constantly perpetuating self-hate, self-disbelief, disempowerment, and a lack of empowerment. And right, we are meant to be empowered beings if we're wanting to take, I wouldn't say control, but take action on our lives and what it is we wanted to co-create that dream reality that we know we deserve, that dream home, that dream car, whatever it is, that comes from a really high self-esteem and really believing in yourself and loving yourself and backing yourself enough to go after what it is you desire. But if your foundation is like a sand, it will not work. And so a lot of people are working and living from this foundation of sand, and one day that will have to crumble. One day it's just a law of the universe, a spiritual law, is if there is not that solid foundation in your body, in your home, in your life, that is on that foundation of I trust myself, I believe in myself, I love myself, then naturally that will start to crumble. And that is what we see when people have midlife crises or on a spiritual path you have an ego death. It is because a part of you is not serving you any longer, and that also needs to be released, right? We look at that through the seasons of the earth, summer, winter, spring, autumn, right? The cyclical nature of the world, things shift, things evolve, things die, and then they rebirth, okay? And that is naturally what we are at our core. We are these rebirthing machines, but we're told that we have to stay the same and just continue to stay in that stagnant energy that's not going to get you to where you want to go. Okay, so I want to share my self-love awakening, and then I'm going to pull one or two cards at the end. So my self-love awakening journey started very, very young. When I was in school, that question, that yearning always was there of looking at all the girls in my school and questioning, do they also have this bully in their head? So in school, we're not taught about any of this stuff, right? We're not taught about self-talk. We're not even taught what thoughts are. I don't remember learning a class where we were learning about our thoughts or our emotions, for Christ's sake. Like, we weren't taught about our emotions. The school system, anyway, we won't get into that. But I remember I was sitting at the back of English class in my green uniform. We were reading To Kill a Mockingbird, And I couldn't care less about the book, if I'm being brutally honest. I couldn't pay attention. And I was looking at every girl and each individual girl. I was like, I wonder why their lives are so perfect. Do they have this voice in their head? Because I was struggling. I was suffering. That voice in my head was abusing me day in, day out. It was starving me. It was constantly picking everything wrong with me, why I wasn't meant to be on this earth, why I was weird, why I was all these sort of nasty things that I was telling myself and I was believing. Because when we don't realize we're not our thoughts, we believe what we're being told. We believe it at the core. We believe, oh, I am it worthy. Oh, I am it lovable. Oh, I am it good enough. We believe that. We believe it. And so I was looking around at these girls going, do they have that voice in their head? Like, is it just me? Do they have this voice in their head, or is this just me? And so I remember shortly after this epiphany, awakening, if you will, when I was 17, I dropped out of school. I was in math class, and I remember sitting at the back of math class going, I'm done. I can't handle this any longer. I felt like I was going a bit insane in my mind. So I dropped out of school. And I remember one of the first YouTube videos I made, which actually I deleted and I'm really sad about it. I was 18 then at the time. I was speaking about the little bully in your head, and I called mine Regina George. That's what I labeled my inner monologue, my inner alter ego, my inner voice. That's a really powerful thing, is if you label your, you name your inner voice. But I remember making a video on that, and I got so many messages from girls my age. Bear in mind, I was 18 years old, okay? And these girls were going, I have a bully in my head too. No one knew what was going on, okay? And so I thought that was really fascinating. And so I started to dive really into mindset and self-development at a very early age, because I wanted to question why this was. Why don't we believe in ourselves? Why don't we love ourselves? Why don't we appreciate ourselves? And growing up in Irish culture, Ireland have this quite stigmatic approach to people. If they love themselves, it's considered selfish or it's considered egotistical. I remember I have this strong memory when I was in nail school. I was studying to be a nail technician when I was 19. We're just going all over the gaff. And I remember this girl was describing this other girl and saying, oh, she's so in love with herself. And I turned around to her and I went, what's wrong with that? And she was really taken back that someone was kind of speaking back to her. But I was like, what is wrong with that? You know, what is wrong with someone loving themselves? And so we're ashamed to love ourselves or to vouch for ourselves or believe in ourselves or specifically speak highly of ourselves. Yet we're meant to struggle in silence and we're meant to hustle and like do all the things that we're expected to do, but not with the foundation of believing in ourselves. So I started that self-love awakening journey where, you know, I started getting really into this. I moved to Canada. I started really believing in myself. I started working on my mindset, and I was able to manifest a successful business when I was 21. I was able to manifest traveling all over the world. I was able to manifest all these different things. But the one thing that stayed the same was I still felt deeply unworthy. I still felt deeply depressed at my core, even though from society standards, I had made it. Okay, I had made it successfully, except I wasn't doing that deep inner healing, that deep inner work that we do in self-love mastery. I wasn't doing that deep work that was gonna bring me joy, peace, fulfillment, abundance from a very longevity standpoint that's gonna last longer, okay? And so when I moved to the Canaries, that's when that awakening kind of started. I quit fake tan, I quit bleaching my hair, I quit hair extensions, I quit 99% of makeup, I quit all the mainstream like holistic skincare products that we use, because like literally when I walk into Boots or like a pharmacy, the smell, I'm like, it's just chemicals upon chemicals pumped on women that we're expected to put on our skin and our bodies and our vessels that disempower us, right? If you think about it, I love makeup more than the next person. I was a makeup artist for years, but I noticed when I was doing it, it was coming from such a disempowered state because I was plastering this layer of fake tan on that my skin would hive against. I had these hair extensions in my hair that were ripping my head out, like literally ripping my head out. I was bleaching my hair every other month, actually every month. Now that I think about it, I would buy bleach and I put on my hair, and I still love highlights. My hair is wet at the moment, but I was doing everything to hide, to mask, to disempower. And so when I moved to the Canaries, I really went on this massive self-love awakening journey. And what started to happen was my heart started to open. So when your heart starts to open, what you can experience is unconditional love. You can experience joy. You can experience this bliss, euphoric feeling that is like, I've made it. I'm home. I'm fully with myself. And so that self-love or heart awakening journey started maybe 2 years ago now, and it continued to shift my life, right? I don't know if you've heard of the goddess Kali Ma. The goddess Kali Ma is a goddess that will come into your life and stir things up. She will shake things up. It's kind of like a tsunami when it comes in. It's going to rustle up homes. It's going to literally destroy things. That's what Kali Ma did for me. Was it completely did a 180 on my life. It completely shifted everything in my life. And so everything started to crumble because it wasn't on that healthy foundation. But what started to happen was it was from a beautiful place. So when the heart awakening started, everything in my life started manifesting rapidly. I can't click, I wish I could. But it started rapidly manifesting from love, from the heart. Because we're in a world that's really dominated by the mind and by mental consciousness. And so that's thoughts, that's thinking, that's all these beliefs. When you operate from heart consciousness, which is purely your heart, you cannot find fault. You cannot find fear. Fear cannot operate when you are in a state of love. And so I always ask myself, am I operating from fear or am I operating from love? And that was a massive awareness for me that shifted things in my life, was when I operated from those two. So when you can operate from heart consciousness, which is self-love, it's much greater than you. Self-love isn't about loving your skin or loving just you. It's about connecting to the essence or the energy or the flow or the rhythm of love that is everything. And it is connected to everything. And it is far greater than something small within you. And so when your heart is operating and it is open and it is flowing, you naturally are receptive to miracles. You are naturally receptive to attracting vibrationally what you're meant to call in, because one, you believe in yourself, two, you believe you're worthy, and three, you're operating from a very high vibrational place, okay, which is love, okay? And that is the one thing I think the world is blocked by right now. And you can see this in the manifestation of the world and different things like that within lots of people. They feel lonely. They feel isolated because there's a lack of love for feeling that within yourself and your life and finding joy in that. So that is a little rundown on the self-love awakening. And I just feel called to share this as well, is when I was, I think it was 12 was when I started my YouTube channel, and then I deleted it because everyone in school found it and I was really embarrassed. That's so funny. But I remember finding a phone a couple years ago from when I was 12, and it was just screenshots and screenshots of models and these skinny bodies. And I remember having vision boards when I was 13 of like these really skinny girls on my wall, and it was like, lose weight for summer, you'll be happier. And it was something that I didn't realize was actually so deeply programmed into me from such a young age. It was so normal to me to hate myself, to feel like I needed to alter myself and change myself 24/7, right? So the minute I was 16, I started going to discos and nightclubs. That is when I started really getting into masking and hiding and suppressing every aspect of myself. And so the self-love awakening journey is your spirit, it's your soul, it's your heart, it's your higher self calling you back and saying, you are ready now to evolve to a greater level. You are ready now to achieve greatness. You are now ready to fulfill your purpose. You are now ready to fully unleash the beast within you that is your beautiful, potent power. It's your beautiful magic. And that is what is being suppressed from the world, from society, from the media, from alcohol, from all these things externally in the world. Yet when you go within and you choose to open up that love that you hold for yourself, you cannot be controlled. You cannot be led astray, because you are on the path that you are destined for. So that soul purpose that you are craving will come to you. The money that you desire will come to you. The relationship, your soulmate, will come to you, because you are operating from the highest timeline, the highest optimal resource of yourself. Okay? That is essentially what is happening in the world right now. Okay? The spiritual awakening is really just a self-love awakening. It's just a heart awakening. It's yearning you back to the essence of who you are. Okay? That is essentially what it is. And that is what I'm teaching in Self-Love Mastery in the group coaching program, is helping you fully step into your power, to fully empower yourself, to fully reclaim what was taken away from you, and to fully operate from that state of, I can have this, I can do this, I can get what it is I want because I believe in myself and I'm worthy. Those are the things that operate from that powerful place. And the beautiful thing is, when I was studying self-development when I was 17, there was always so much mindset hacks, how to manipulate your reality, how to believe in yourself. And my question wasn't, why do we have to consciously choose to love ourselves? Why is the base of us hating ourselves? Okay, that's what I get to, is the root of everything. Because if you plant a weed, okay, and every time this weed grows up and you cut it and you're like, oh, it's pretty now, it's gone, that root, that weed will just keep growing up. And that is what I see in like most of these like quick tools, is that it's just wiping away the surface and just like pushing it under the rug. But as you know, everything is energy. So when you try and hide something, energetically, it's still there, and that will manifest in your life. When you pull out the root and you plant the seed to the roses, or what it is you like, I love roses, and you plant that rose and you water that with self-love, you water and you nurture that, that will naturally grow. And then the manifestation of your life is that beautiful rose. You become that beautiful rose. What does that rose do? It shines up to the ethers. It blooms. It smells beautiful. It looks beautiful because it is operating from love. And just a side note, rose is the highest frequency, or the highest vibrational energy of the flowers that we hold on earth. Okay. So I see humans as roses, and I see so much potential in people if they were to water their own rose, if they were to de-root that rose and water it. And just for anyone watching, if you can give this video a thumbs up, it greatly helps me out. And that is what I see in people. I see that potential. I see that ability that people hold to fully anchor into their power and to fully manifest the life that it is they desire, rather than allowing these external forces that were pushed upon us to make us doubt ourselves, to make us hate ourselves, to make us not believe in ourselves. Okay. So that is why I'm offering Self-Love Mastery, the Metamorphosis program, because you will be going through a metamorphosis, right? When you look at a butterfly, I'm just going to pull a card. When you look at a butterfly, the caterpillar has to go into this confined state space to realize it doesn't want to be a caterpillar anymore. It doesn't want to be confined. It doesn't want to be pressured. It doesn't want to be insecure. It wants to flourish into a butterfly. And naturally, your wings start to spread. And the manifestation of a butterfly is a better life, a happier life, a more loving life, a more joyful life, a more pure life, a more healthy life. All of those things that naturally happens in Self-Love Mastery. And that is why I wanted to do something where I could be with you in Zoom, coaching you one-on-one to give you, again, that kick up the butt that you need. And I'm very, very excited to be offering this. So I'm just going to shuffle one. So if you feel interested, make sure to click it in the show notes, or you can click the link down below. You'll be brought to the page where you can just read a little bit more about what this has to offer, what the 6 weeks will be on top of the 3 bonuses and the weekly Zoom calls with me. You will be able to see all of that, okay? And we're going to pull... Okay, what's the card I got? You guys, I got the Rose Garden. Be gentle with yourself. I mean, speaking of roses, what can we say from this? Innocence, forgiveness, and being gentle with yourself. I think gentleness is the most beautiful thing we can be with ourselves, because when we are gentle and honoring and kind with ourselves, naturally, that will create the most shifts in our lives. Shift in our lives, okay? Oh my God, my cat just jumped up at the window. That scared me. Will we let her in? We'll let her in. Watch this. Do you see her here? This is Tinky. Come on. Come here. Do you see her? I swear, if she walks in this laptop. Hi. She's not wanting showing her face today. But anyway, I hope you enjoy. Oh, she's going back outside. Anyway, I'm sending you so much love. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to comment down below your thoughts. And if you feel the pull, I will see you over at Self Love Mastery. I hope you have a beautiful day and thank you for watching.